Now, some news from the world of sports, and the America East Player of the Year has declared his intention to jump from college to the pros. UVM's Trey Bell Haynes says he will make himself eligible for the 2017 NBA draft, but the junior point guard is doing so without an agent, declaring himself among more than 130 early entrants for the draft selection process. And by not hiring an agent, Bell Haynes is leaving the door open to returning to UVM for his senior season. He has until 10 days after the NBA draft combine, which takes place from May 9th to the 14th in Chicago, to pull his name from the draft and retain his college eligibility. And Trey Bell Haynes says he will do so if he doesn't draw any interest from a pro squad. Bell Haynes had a breakout season for the Catamounts last year, averaging 11 points and nearly 4 assists per game and crossing the 1,000 career point threshold. However, no UVM player in school history has ever been drafted by an NBA team. In college men's lacrosse action, the Norwich Cadets improved to 9-7 on the year with a 13-5 win over Anna Maria yesterday. Nolan Aurelia had 2 goals and 2 assists, and senior Nick Imbriani also had a 4-point game with 3 goals and a helper, as the Cadets bumped their record over North Atlantic Conference foes to 5-2. Elsewhere, St. Michael's gave Bentley all it could handle, falling only after yielding the game-winning goal in the final minute of play in a 10-9 loss in Waltham, Massachusetts yesterday. Brian Laughlin led the Purple Knights offense with 3 goals in that losing effort. College baseball, Plattsburgh State swept a doubleheader from the Norwich Cadets, winning 8-2 in Game 1 and 3-1 in the second contest. The Castleton Spartans also played 2 yesterday, and they took both ends of a doubleheader against Linden State. Devin Hayes was terrific on the hill for Castleton in Game 1, giving up just 4 hits and a complete game 7-inning performance in which he struck out 5. The Spartans took the second game 7-2, scoring 5 times in the top of the second to complete the sweep. The Spartans also took 2 from Linden State in softball in a relentless attack over 2 games that saw the Castleton women pound out a total of 31 hits and 29 runs, winning Game 1 13-0 and the nightcap 16-1. Spartans are having a great season. They're 17-7-1 overall and 9-1 in the North Atlantic Conference. The Hornets are struggling for their first win still of the year. 2 other college softball games, St. Michael's at St. Anselm and New England College at Johnson, were postponed due to the weather. That was also the case at Fenway Park in Boston, where the Red Sox and Yankees had their first meeting of the season delayed by Mother Nature, and at Citi Field in Queens, where the Mets and Braves were also rained out. No such problem, though, in St. Louis, where the Cardinals and Toronto Blue Jays went 11 innings before the Blue Jays won 6-5 last night. And while the Jays are really scuffling in the early going, they gave their fans one of those "how about that" high reel goody moments in their win last night when Chris Coughlin jumped clean over catcher Yadier Molina to score on a play at the plate in the 7th inning. Coughlin was chugging around the bases on a triple that got over the head of Stephen Piscotty, who collected the ball and then threw a 3-hop throw that reached Molina a bit up the line, but there in plenty of time to have Coughlin caught dead to rights. But Coughlin saw Molina crouch down to grab that low throw, and he timed a perfect leap over the catcher, somersaulting midair and landing right on home plate. The Jays didn't actually win the game until the top of the 11th, though, when pitcher Marcus Stroman doubled as a pinch hitter for his first ever major league hit and eventually came around to score on a throwing error. This will no doubt be used as evidence by National League partisans that the designated hitter is a blasphemy and pitchers should always be allowed to hit. But Stroman was only pinch hitting in that situation because the Jays were out of position players. He was filling in for another pitcher when he went to the plate. He'd been 0-for-5 previous to that hit. And if you watch closely on the replay, you can see him actually closing his eyes before he swings at the ball. I'm joking, of course. It was a clutch hit by Stroman, but it does nothing to change my mind about the superiority of the designated hitter. To the NBA playoffs, and the Houston Rockets are moving on after taking their opening round series from the Oklahoma City Thunder 4-1. They won last night in Game 5, 105-99, despite an heroic effort from star Russell Westbrook of Oklahoma City, who scored 47 points in that losing effort. The Utah Jazz are now up 3-2 over the LA Clippers after a 95-92 win last night, and the San Antonio Spurs are also up 3-2 on the Memphis Grizzlies after a 116-103 route.